I will read from verses 5 to 9, 2 Samuel chapter 6. This is the word of God. And David and all the house of Israel were making merry before the Lord with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. Verse 6. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Verse 7. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him down there because of his error, and he died there beside the ark of God. Verse 8. And David was angry because the Lord had burst forth against Uzzah, and that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. Verse 9. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" This ends the reading of God's word.
好，撒母耳记下六章五节到九节，这是神的话。大卫和以色列的全家在耶和华面前用松木制造的各样乐器和琴瑟鼓拔锣作乐跳舞，到了拿根的禾场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的月柜，神耶和华向乌撒发怒，因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的月柜旁。大卫因耶和华击杀乌撒，心里愁烦，就称那地为比列斯乌撒，直到今日。那日大卫惧怕耶和华，说：耶和华的月柜怎可运到我这里来？
First of all, I want to thank the church for inviting my wife and I to be here in Pennsylvania.
首先我想谢谢教会邀请我太太和我一起来到你们面前，来到宾州来。
It is a privilege for me to be able to preach for the first time in a Chinese congregation.
能在神面前宣讲神的话语，像一个中文的会堂第一次，是很荣幸。
And I hope that this morning, as I bring God's word to you, we may be able to learn from this passage in 2 Samuel chapter 6.
今天呢，我希望我能够通过这个撒母耳记下的这些经文，我们一起认识神的话。
Because this passage in chapter 6 is to some people, it seems to be a very difficult passage to understand about God.
这段经文呢，对有些人来说呢，确实是很难的，让我们很难认识神。
And why do I say that?
我为什么说这样？
Because in our society today,
因为呢，在今日的社会里，
when we ask people what do they think about the attributes of God,
如果你问神的属性是什么，
I would say majority of the time,
我说的多数时候呢，有人会说，
they would say God is merciful.
他会说呢，神呢是怜悯的神。
God is a savior.
神是救世主。
Or maybe God is the creator of this world.
或神是创世主。
And most importantly, I would say that majority of the time, people would say that God is love.
最重要的多数时候呢，人会回答你，神就是爱。
Now why do we all like this idea of God is love?
为什么我们都很喜欢这个神就是爱这个观点呢？
We like this because we, as humans, we like to be loved by people.
因为这样呢，我喜欢用呢，我们作为一个人，总是希望被爱，被别人爱。
We like to enjoy good things in our lives.
我们在生活中希望有好的东西。
We don't necessarily like to suffer.
我们都不喜欢有痛苦。
And we definitely don't want to be hated.
我们确实是不希望被人恨的。
And so our society today craves for more love than ever before.
现在的社会真是更
寻求爱啊，更。
Because we are living in a world of growing conflicts.
在这个世上，这个征战是越来越大，越来越多。
Growing segregation.
啊，那个种族的分裂也是还有。
Growing persecution.
啊，受迫害也确实是有。
Than any centuries in the past.
比过去都多。
So it is no wonder that the people tend to like this idea of God being a God of love.
所以也不能怪人，人们确实是寻求神，寻求爱。
However, this morning's passage.
那么，但是呢，现在今天的这段经文呢
，It speaks a little more different about God.
给我们讲一个稍微不同的神。
As I've mentioned earlier.
那么，像我前面讲的。
There are a few attributes that we all like about God.
啊，有一些神的属性我们都很喜欢。
But there's one or two attributes about God which our society today tends to frown upon.
那么有神的有几个属性，一两个属性呢？这个现在社会呢是不是太愿意看到的
？And that is a God of justice.
就是神的公义。
And a God of holiness.
神的圣洁。
While we do associate God with love,
那么我们总是把神和爱连在一起。
We must also remember that God is first and foremost a creator of this world.
我们必须要记住，神最重要的就是这个创造这个世界的主。
And therefore, as creator, He rules over His creation.
那么他是个创造者，那么他就统管这个世界。
And when He rules, when it comes to ruling, we will definitely associate that person with kingship, with authority.
那么如果这个人是掌管一切的，那么我们就应该把有君王的属性给他。
However, our God is not like any other kings of this earth.
但是呢，我们的神不像这个世上的任何皇帝、国王。
Who sometimes rule with an iron fist or a dictatorship.
那么在这个世上，他们是用铁拳、用那个独裁者来统治的。
According to Psalms 99.
那么诗篇九十九篇
It talks about a God of justice and righteousness.
那么诗篇九十九篇讲神的公义和正直。
It talks about a king who loves justice, who establishes equity, and who executes justice and righteousness in Jacob.
那么是在讲神的公义，神实行公义。
So this morning's passage of 2 Samuel chapter 6.
那么今天的那个经文呢
？It is not an easy passage to appreciate for us.
我们确实是不太容易懂。
Because we are very quick to be offended.
那么我们很快呢就觉得很不好受。
At the strictness of God's dealing with Uzzah.
神对乌撒也确实太严格了吧
？Now. Perhaps you know you may hear a question like this.
也许你有人会问你这个问题。
How could a God of love be so harsh and strict at Uzzah?
那么如果神是爱的话，对那个乌撒怎么那么严厉严？
Didn't the Bible say that God is slow to anger and always abounding in love?
那么圣经是不是告诉我们神呢充满了爱，慢慢的动怒呢？
Now it is often with this kind of an attitude and question.That people begin to make assumptions about the Bible.
正因为是这些态度呢，人对圣经就有一些误解。
Have you heard of people? Have you heard of this statement from some people when they say that I don't like the God of the Old Testament because He's always so harsh. I like more of the God of the New Testament because it's all about love and mercy.
你们是不是知道有人经常会这么说？我不太喜欢旧约的神，旧约的神呢太凶了。然后新约的神很好，新约的神呢是怜悯，是爱。
When you make assumptions like that, it shows that perhaps there are two things. Maybe God is inconsistent.
如果你对神有这个误解，你就会感受到，或许神不是信实的，不是一贯性的。
Or there are two different gods.
或者呢，有两个神。
Which one is right?
那么哪个神是错对的呢
？So this morning, I hope that as we look at this passage.
那么今天呢， 通过这段经文，我希望大家能够看到。
We do want to acknowledge that God is a God of justice and holiness.
我们应该承认神是圣洁的，神是公义的。
And that there's no inconsistency in God, even if He shows mercy.
对，神不会老是变主意的，神是有怜悯的。
Those who desire God to be merciful,
那么人呢是喜欢神呢，实行怜悯。
Must know in the first place that God is also a judge.
那么你应该认识到，承认神首先是一个法官。
It is our own sin in the first place that we became enemies with God.
因为我们都有罪，所以我们成了神的敌人。
And so it is that reason that the Lord judges us for our wrongdoings.
那么正因为如此，神就审判我们，因为我们犯了罪。
If one who acts as a ruler, as a king,
如果一个国王实行审判
，does not judge.
如果他不审判的话
，how can he be fit to rule?
那么他怎么能够统治这个国家呢
？In his divine justice, he makes sure that all sins would remain unpunished.
神根据他的神性审判，没有任何罪能够逃脱他的审判。
Because God is first and foremost holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
But at times he also acts with mercy, with divine mercy, as he has so adequately displayed.
那么同时呢，神确确实实有怜悯。
And where did he display this, especially in the Old Testament?
那么在神旧约里面，神的怜悯也确实给我们展现了。
Let me quickly give you a few examples.
那我给你一些例子。
Genesis 3:15.
那么创世纪三章十五节。
When Adam and Eve sinned before God, God did not kill them right away.
亚当夏娃在神面前犯罪，神没有马上就给他们杀了。
God judged them, but also gave them a promise for the future.
神确确实实也审判了他们，但是呢，给他们未来有应许。
That one that comes from the seed of woman will rule over them and give them life.
一个从女人而生的后人后代要统管这个世界。
He will come and break the power of sin.
要给这个世界永生，他能够把罪的捆绑给打碎。
And now, of course, we also read in the famous story of Noah and the ark.
那么我们也都知道挪亚那个方舟的故事。
And of course, also God's salvation to Israel when they were under the bondage of Egypt.
那么我们也确实知道，以色列人在埃及为奴的时候，是神拯救了他们。
And so, and there are many other instances in the Old Testament of God showing mercy.
在旧约里，神彰显他的怜悯到处都有。
So in this sense, we have to accept the fact that if we can accept his mercy, how can we not accept his justice?
那么如果我们很愿意接受神的怜悯的话，那么我们必定也要该接受神的审判公义。
Now, although our focus this morning is on verse 5 onwards,
那么今天我们是要关注这个重点是在那个六章五节到九节。
I want to give you a bit of a big picture of what has happened before verse 5.
那我想给大家讲一个，这前面这个背景又是什么？
Now the story begins with David, who had recently been engaging in a warfare with the Philistines.
那么我们知道，大卫呢，在这段时间里和非利士人呢在征战。
And this warfare has been an ongoing battle for many years.
这征战有好多年了。
Since David was first introduced in the Old Testament.
那么自从大卫在那个旧约出现以后就有。
So at the end of chapter 5, 2 Samuel.
那么撒母耳记下五章的结束的时候。
We read that David had defeated the Philistines.
那你们看呢？大卫打败了非利士人。
And destroyed their idols.
把他们的偶像都打碎了。
And because of that, there is a fear that from David that perhaps the Philistines might want a revenge.
那么正因为如此呢，大卫呢也有点怕，怕那个腓力斯人呢来报复。
So he gathered up his men. He gathered up all his chosen men of Israel, 30,000 of them.
那么他聚集了以色列人们三万那个挑选的人。
To go and secure the ark of God.
跟他呢去把神的那个约柜。
Now this is not the first time that the ark of God has fallen into the hands of the Philistines.
这个神的约柜这也不是第一次到了敌人的手里。
First Samuel chapter 4 recorded that the ark had fallen into the hands of Israel in the first place, but was later secured again by Israel.
那么撒母耳记上四章里面就给我们描述了约柜。有一次确实离开了以色列人，但是以色列人后来又给他夺回来。
So think about this. David chose 30,000 men, chosen men, just to go and secure the ark.
那么想想啊，大卫挑选了三万人，仅仅是为了保护约柜吗？
And this is not like a casual expedition.
那这是不是就是想出去玩一趟呢？
Because judging by the size of the army, he was afraid that the Philistines would attack them.
那么从这三万人我们看到呢，他是害怕那个腓力斯丁人呢会来攻击他。
And David had consulted the entire assembly of Israel about his desire to do that before he went.
大卫呢也和以色列人的众长老们商量过他们在走之前出发之前他和那个众长老都开过会。
So when they had secured this ark,They placed it on a new cart.
那么，他们拿到了这个约柜以后呢，他把这个约柜呢放在了一个牛车上面。
And this cart is driven by Uzzah and Ahio.
那么，那这个牛车呢是乌撒和他兄弟叫亚西亚一起来赶这个牛车。
So it is this context that I painted that we are now.Beginning our text for this afternoon.
那么这就是我们今天这段经文的背景。
Okay. Now when we go through this text, I want to divide this into three sections for you to be able to follow closely.
那么今天的经文呢，我想分三部分。
The first section is from verses 5-6.
那么第一部分是5-6节。
Which I entitled it The Unfortunate Tragedy.
那么是一个很不幸的那个悲剧。
Now David and all the house of Israel were rejoicing before the Lord with songs, with lyres, with all the instruments that they had at that time.
那大卫和以色列的全家在神的约柜面前是很喜乐的，又唱歌又跳舞。
It's almost like a church service that we have. Of course, not really among the Presbyterians.
就像我们那个教会的那个敬拜一样。
It was a great scene of happiness and rejoicing as they were securing the ark of God.
那么这个确实一个很盛大的场面他们确实是很喜乐。
Now why was the ark of God important to Israel?
那么神的约柜对以色列人是不是很重要？
Now according to Exodus 25,
那么出埃及记出埃及记25章
The ark of God is essentially a chest made of an acacia wood and is strictly designed under God's requirement.
那么出埃及记描述了这个约柜应该是怎么做的，用的是那个皂荚木那个做的，然后是神给他们约定他们应该怎么做。
The significance of the ark remains inside the ark where it contains a written agreement between God and Israel.
那约柜很重要，因为约柜里面装了神和以色列人的约。
It keeps the covenant between God and his people, and it also contains symbolically the presence of God.
那么这里面 有神和以色列的约，而且也就是代表了神和他们的同在。
Now, R.C. Sproul, which is a famous professor of Westminster and also RTS.
那么有一个叫斯伯罗，我跟他。斯伯罗的那个教授，他也是那个 RTS 教授，也是那 Westminster 的一个教授。
He says the ark was the rallying point for the nation of Israel.
那么，约柜呢是以色列全民的关注点。
It was the throne of God.
因为是神的宝座。
The sacred seat of the Most High.
那个至圣者、至高者的宝座。
So in other words, it is the place of God.
也就是神的住在这里。
And it is a place for God to dwell before Solomon Davidson built the temple of God.
这也就是神所居住的地方。当然这是在那个所罗门造了圣殿以前。
So as Israel were rejoicing, while Uzzah and Ahiah pulling the cart, they were rejoicing with songs.
那么以色列人现在很高兴在唱歌，然后呢，亚西亚和那个乌撒呢在赶这个牛车。
An unfortunate tragedy occurred.
那么一个很不幸的那个悲剧发生了。
The oxen that was pulling the cart stumbled, and the ark of God was in danger of falling into the dirt of the road.
那么这个牛车，这个牛呢失蹄。那么这个约柜呢有可能要掉下来，掉到那个土里边去。
And Uzzah was pushing the cart from behind, saw what happened, and instinctively reached out and took hold of the ark to stabilize and to protect it.
那么乌撒呢是在后面推这个牛车，那么他看见这个约柜要掉，那么很自然的他就去要扶这个约柜，因为想避免这个约柜掉到土里泥里。
Now what he did was perhaps an instinct for most of us would be able to relate to. Let's say if I see my watch on the verge of falling onto the ground, what do I do? Do I just leave it and let it drop, or do I hold onto it to make sure that it doesn't fall off?
那乌撒做这事就像我，如果我的表一快要掉，突然掉下来，那么我本能的要做什么？我去接住呢，还是就看着它叫它掉下去算了？
And from our point of view, it seems like an act of heroism.
从我们人的观点觉得，哎，这是个英雄所为啊。
And therefore, his quick response should be commended and rewarded.
那么乌撒呢，应该有奖励，应该有奖赏啊。
While his intentions might seem good, for he had prevented an unfortunate tragedy.
那么他的心是好的，他在避免一个坏事发生嘛。
Yet little did he know.That his action had causes the real unfortunate tragedy to himself.
那么他确实是不知道，他做这个事对他自己有极大的伤害。
What was this unfortunate tragedy?
那么这个极大的伤害是什么呢？
Let's go to our next section.
那么下一部分就是。
Our next section is taken from verses 7 to 8.
那就是从第七节到第八节。
And this is the outcome of the tragedy.
那么这就是这个悲剧的结果是什么？
The Lord saw what Uzzah did, but instead of commending and rewarding him,
那么神呢看到了乌撒做这个事，那么神并没有表扬，并没有鼓励他。
Instead of saying, Uzzah, good job.
没有说乌撒你做了一件很好的事。
Instead, he was angry with him.
神呢却是发怒。
And he was not only angry.He struck him dead on the spot. He killed him.
不光是发怒，还把乌撒就在那个地方击杀了。
We would assume that Uzzah would be thankful for his quick response, but the Lord killed him because he had committed a capital offense.
那么我们觉得，乌撒做这个事情动作很快啊，应该表扬。但是呢，神却不这么看，神却是看他犯了该杀的罪。
This was a capital offense against the very commands of the Torah.
在神给以色列的律法里面，这是一个该杀的罪。
Now we may ask, what was his sin?
那么我们就在想，那么他的罪究竟在哪里？
What did he do that warrants such a treatment from God?
那么他做这事，他仅仅做了这事，那么神就这么击杀他，为什么？
Now to answer this, we must look back in the past and the commands of God and the role of Uzzah.
那么从了解这个，我们呢应该到前圣经的前面看神是怎么说的，然后乌撒又是怎么做的。
Now based on the role of Uzzah and Ahiah played in the moving of the Ark of God.
那么这个根据我们所知，这个乌撒所行，他和那个神的约柜那么接近的话，我们可以知道。
We can conclude that they were probably Levites from the clan of Kohath.
那么他应该是利未族的人，是那个拿可哥谢族的人。
Now,
哥谢 ，Yeah.
According to R.C. Sproul again, he says.
那么这个斯普拉的这个教授又说呢。
The Kohathites were consecrated by God to a highly specialized task.
这个哥谢族呢，他被神呢是应许呢做一件很重要、很特殊的事。
They were only trained on one basic job.
那么他们呢，只有一个最基本的工作。
It is very simple, but it is very important.
那很简单，但是非常重要。
I mean, how many of us would like to only have one basic job in what we do?
那么我们很多人想，如果我们的人生只有一件很重要的事做，那就好了。
And what was this job?
那么这工作是什么呢？
According to Numbers 4, verse 4.
那么如果你看民数记四章四节，民数记。
They are to take care of the sacred articles of the tabernacle.
那么他们呢是就是掌管神约柜里面最神圣的那个器皿。
So basically, this sacred articles is the ark of God.
那么说起来也就是这个神的约柜。
And how are they to care for it?
那么他们应该怎么样掌管这件东西呢？
Numbers 7 verse
9. 那么在民数记七章。九节，民数记七章九节。
It says that the sons of Kohath he gave none because they were charged with the service of the holy things that had been carried on the shoulder.
那么这个哥谢族呢没有得到其他的东西，因为他们唯一的为神所服侍的服侍呢就是用肩扛这个约柜。
Basically, the Uzzah and Ahio, they are to carry the ark of God on their shoulder. That is their main job.
那么实际上呢，乌撒和那亚哈呢，他们应该是把扛着神的约柜的，扛在肩上。
And if you think about this, Uzzah and Ahio had probably committed a sin from the very beginning already.
你如果这么想的话，这乌撒亚哈他们实际上已经在。最初开始就犯罪。
What did they do with the ark of God?
那么他们对神的约柜做了什么呢？
They placed it on an ox, on a new cart.
他们把这个神的约柜呢放在一个牛车上，也许这个牛车是个新的，但是它是。
Instead of putting it on their shoulders.
但是他们没有扛啊。
Now, obviously, while this clearly violates the commands of God.
那么很显然。你们也知道，这确实他们违反了神的法律。
It was not the reason for their death, for his death.
那么当然也不是神击杀他的最终的原因。
Uzzah was killed because he touched the ark of God.
乌撒被击杀是因为他摸了神的约柜。
Why was this violation a sin that deserves death?
那么我们大家想，那这个罪为什么？得死呢？
Again, we go to Numbers 14, verse 15.
那么你如果看民数记十四章十五节，
it says that and when Aaron and his sons had finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary.
Let me go to 民数记。
Yeah.
民数记十四章十五节 ，14 and 15。
14 verses。
What's 15？
You can read that.
Okay. No,
it's Numbers 14. Chapter 14.
Chapter 14 and 15. Okay.
Oh.
Wow, that's even better. Okay.
十五节是这么说的，如今你若把这百姓杀了，如杀一人，那听见你的名声列邦必议论说，耶和华因为不能把这百姓领进他所向他们启示的应许之地，所以在旷野把他们杀了。
You see the difference between the sin that they had committed in the first place?
那么你就知道这个一开始他们犯了什么罪。
This was clearly a command from God on what they should do with the ark of God.
那么这里告诉 Oh, I think we got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
It should be Numbers 第四章十五节。
Okay.
四章十五节。
Okay.
那是 chapter 4的。
Oh, sorry.
Chapter 4.
Yes.
四章十五节。四章十五节是这么说的。
Yes, Numbers 4, sorry.
Yeah. 四章十五节是这么说的。将要起营的时候，亚兰和他的儿子把圣所和圣所的一切器具遮盖完了。歌歇的子孙就要来抬，只是不可以摸圣物，免得他们死亡。
Clearly, God had said that while they are supposed to carry the ark of God on their shoulders, they are not to touch it, otherwise they will die.
很明显，神说，尽管他们是要抬神的圣物的，但是他们不能碰，如果碰了就要死。
If you read further on verses Numbers 4 verses 17 to 20, you will see that they are also not only are they not allowed to touch the ark, but they are not even allowed to look at it for a moment, or they will die.
那么你如果再继续读17章啊十这四章17节到20节说，他们不仅仅不能摸，连看都不能看。
Now why would they die when we think about it? Isn't it just a box?
那么你在想了。那他们为什么要死呢？因为这仅仅是个柜子嘛，就像一个盒子一样。
As I mentioned earlier, it is not only a box, but it contains the very presence of God.
这不仅仅是个盒子，这是神的同在。
What they did was basically touching God in the first place.
那么他们做的实际上是他们摸了神了。
And God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
He cannot be touched by us.
我们不能来摸他的。
Because we are sinful people.
因为我们都是有罪之人。
We were men and women born with sin after Adam and Eve.
我们是属亚当夏娃的，我们出一生下来就有罪。
Even if Uzzah's intention was good.
或许乌撒的那个初衷是很好的。
He had thought that he had done a good job in trying to touch it and to place it back properly.
也许他会想，他做的是一个很好的工作嘛，把那个约柜扶正了。
Instead, he had defiled it by touching it.
他实际上是把约柜给玷污了。
Uzzah assumed that his hand was less polluted than the earth, than the ground.
乌撒或许想。他的手比这个地还能干净一点。
But it wasn't the ground or the mud that would desecrate the ark. It was the touch of a man.
实际上，约柜被土并不能玷污，实际上是被人玷污。
And of course, David was particularly upset and angry.
那么这里呢，大卫呢就很伤心，也很圣经是怎么说的？也发怒啊，烦恼。OK.
Because the Lord, it says that the Lord had burst forth against Uzzah.
因为神向乌撒发怒。
In verse 8, and David was angry because the Lord had burst forth against Uzzah.
第八节是这么说的：大卫因耶和华击杀乌撒，心里烦愁。
Now, we want to ask, was David angry with the Lord for killing Uzzah? Or was he angry at the situation that Uzzah had created, which led to his execution?
这里英文 angry 是发怒的意思。那么这里也就当然我们可以问，就是说大卫是对神发怒呢，还是对这个现在这个情况乌撒被击杀了这个结果发怒呢？
Now, obviously, this is a question that some scholars have debated about.
那么这个问题呢，当然很多圣经学者讨论了很长时间。
But if you think about it, David is the king of Israel.
那么你想想，大卫是以色列人的王。
Basically, what God did was basically enforcing His own laws.
那么神呢，在大卫面前实行了他的啊，执行了他自己的法律。
And David should know that because he's the king of Israel, he should know what is God's commands.
那么大卫呢，作为以色列国王，他应该知道神的律法、神的诫命是什么。
So I believe that David was not angry with God, but he was merely angry at the situation that has been created.
那么我认为呢，我觉得大卫不是为对神发怒，而是对这个现在。这个约撒被击杀这个情况来发怒。
An unfortunate tragedy that could perhaps have been avoided has happened.
或许这个很不幸的悲剧发生了，也许这个悲剧可能会避免。
And that is why at the last part of verse 8, David memorialized the event by renaming the accident site Perez Uzzah.
或许这样。那个大卫呢，就把那个地方重新命名了，重新命名的是比列斯乌撒。
Now, having seen the outcome of the tragedy,
那么我们知道这个悲剧的结果。
Let's move on to our final section in chapter and verse 9.
我们到最后一部分就是第九节。
And this is the lesson of the tragedy.
那么这个教训，这个悲剧的教训又是什么呢？
Having seen such a tragedy, David became afraid of the Lord that day.
那么，那日大卫惧怕耶和华，说。
He has seen what the Lord has done to protect His holiness.
他看见了，神为了他的圣洁可以做什么事情。
God is holy, and He will not allow any defilement to come near Him.
神是圣洁的，他不会让一切污秽的东西进他到面前来。
Instead, man on the other hand is born with sin.
那么我们知道，神呢人一出生就有罪。
Since the fall of Adam and Eve.
因为我们的始祖犯罪。
And therefore cannot come before a holy God.
那我们不能到神的面前。
Where do we find this?
那么我们在哪里能够看到这一节呢？
Romans 5:12.
那么罗马书五章十二节。
You want to read it?
Okay.
You can read it.
Yeah. 罗马书五章十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Now, when you think about this, was God too harsh or hasty to kill Uzzah?
你是不是觉得神好像匆匆忙忙，或者又太严厉，杀那个乌撒的时候？
Absolutely not.
不是的。
Sin must be punished because God cannot stand the sight of sin.
罪一定要被惩罚，因为神不能容忍有罪。
And Uzzah did commit a capital offense.
乌撒确实是犯了死罪。
Against the very word of God himself.
他对神的话语犯罪了。
I mean, when we think about it, it is just like, for some of us, as for some of you as parents.
你想想，也许我们在座的很多有父母的。
When you ask your children not to do something,
我们做父母的，有时候我们会让孩子们不允许一些孩子们做事情，做什么事。
And what and if they still do it,
如果他们还有做，那他们不顺服，你怎么办
？What do you do as parents?
那你做了什么呢
？You will have to discipline them.
那你必须要有惩戒。
Because of their offense.
因为他们确实是犯了罪。
Is this harsh?
那么这是很严厉吗
？I mean, children don't answer that.
孩子们不用回答。
It is sometimes when we think about situations like this.
那么在有些时候呢，我们想的这种情况会怎么想呢
？We wish that our parents will not be so harsh.
也许我们在想我们的父亲别这么太严格，好不好
？We wish that God will not be so harsh.
那我们也同样的会想，神呐，你不要太严格。
Because we often confuse holiness.
我们经常把神的圣洁
and justice
公义
we often confuse and take them for granted
我们并不是很懂我们呢就像我们应该得到的一样的
because we do not see ourselves men and women
那么我们不会看我们自己是什么呢
who are born with sin
我们不会把我们自己看成众人人
Who are incapable of doing who are incapable of doing good as commanded by God?
我们呢，确确实实不能够做神要我们做的好事。
I mean, of course, we are not as bad as we thought we would be too.
也许我们确实没有比我们想象的还要坏。
Because we do not go around killing people.
哎，我们并不是到处杀人呢。
And the reason for that is only because of God.
因为这个也是神的原因。
Because God is withholding men from doing the, from being the worst that they can be.
神确实也在控制我们，使我们不能够成为我们最坏的那种可能。
Before God's eyes,
在神的眼面前，
there are consequences to everything you do.
那么你做任何事情都应该有后果。
And nothing escapes him.
任何事情都逃不过神的眼。
This, you don't have to turn to it. This is taken from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 13.
那么，希伯来书四章五节是这么说。
Of course, there are times when judgment is delayed.
那我们知道，有时候呢，神的审判不是马上的。
But make no mistake that God remembers all your sins.
那么要记住，神记得住你所有的罪。
In a sense, God knows everything that you have done, good and bad.
你做的任何事情，不管是好事还是坏事，神都知道。
When God told Adam and Eve,
当神告诉亚当夏娃
that in the day you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die.
那么你吃了这个树上的果子，你就会死。
He did not say it just to scare them.
他不是就是吓唬吓唬而已。
But it's the actual consequences.
确实实实有后果的。
When they took the fruit,
那么他们吃了这个果子
they died spiritually.
他们灵上的生命死了。
Because they are no longer in communion with God.
因为他和神没有沟通了。
But they also died physically.
那么后来他们确实是身体也死了。
Even if it did not happen right away.
没有马上发生。
But make no mistake that There are consequences to everything that you do today.
要记住，我们所做的一切事，就是今天我们所做的一切事，都有后果的。
Therefore, it is right that when David should be afraid of the Lord, because he is holy and righteous.
那么，大卫惧怕神，确确实实是对的，因为神是圣洁的、公义的。
This fear was positive.
这个惧怕实际上是有正面意义的。
It is because if we are no longer afraid or respect or be in awe of God's holiness,
如果我们不再尊敬神的圣洁，不再怕神的圣洁的话，
the community is put at risk.
那么整个社区、整个社会都有危险了。
As Proverbs 9 verse 10 so aptly put it,
那么箴言九章，
verse 9, chapter 9 verse 9,
九章十节这么说的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那敬畏神是智慧的开端。
And the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
认识神就是聪明。
Now, having read this unfortunate tragedy,
那么我们现在已经读了，我们了解了这个悲剧。
Having unfolded the outcome of the tragedy,
那么我们也知道这个悲剧的后果。
And identified the lesson of the tragedy.
我们也学了功课。
How then should we respond?
那么我们应该有什么样的回应呢？
Are we still angered by the decision of God?
那么我们对神的决定还有愤怒或者还有愁烦吗？
Do we still think that God is being unfair?
我们是不是觉得神不太公平啊？
Now, I want to mention R.C. Sproul for the last time because I think that he has helped me a lot with his book Holiness of God.
那么我想再讲一下这个斯普劳啊，我 教授的最后讲用他一次，因为呢他写的这本书神的圣洁帮了我很多。
He says that there is a reason why we are offended.
我们为这个事愁烦，我们是有原因的。
Indeed angered by the story of Uzzah.
那这个乌撒的这个被击杀的这件事，我们确实有说会有愤怒。
We find this difficult to stomach.
我们真是不能够忍受这件事。
Because we do not understand four vitally important biblical concepts.
实际上我们对这个圣经的一些教导啊并不是很清楚。
Holiness,
圣洁，
Justice,
公义，
Sin,
罪，
And grace,
和恩典。
We do not understand what it means to be holy.
我们对神是圣洁并不是很清楚。
We do not understand what justice is.
我们不知道公义又是什么。
We do not understand what sin is.
我们不知道罪是什么。
We do not understand what grace is.
我们也不懂得什么是恩典。
This is why our society today would come up with conclusions and false understanding about God's nature and attribute.
这也是为什么现在这个社会对神性会有错误的理解。
Now the story of Uzzah shows that God is just and holy.
那么乌撒这件事向我们展现了神是圣洁的，是公义的。
And he does not tolerate sins of any kind.
他不容忍任何的罪。
While some sins do not receive death punishment,
或许有些罪啊不至于死。
They will still be judged in the future.
那么在神的面前啊，有一天会得被审判。
Now, when we also read this now, do we think that God is different than?God is different today than during the time of the Old Testament.
那么我们读了这段经文，我们现在觉得现在的神和那个旧约的神是不是有点不一样呢？
Absolutely not.
没有的，一点都不是。
Despite of his divine justice in the Old Testament,
神在旧约里确实实行了很多公义。
He has shown mercy to his people.
他也为他的他的选民有很多施了很多怜悯。
By rescuing them time and time again.
啊，在很多时候拯救了他们。
From the hands of their enemies.
在他们的敌人手中。
And most importantly, he also provided a means of atonement or forgiveness.
最重要的，神也给了他们一个赎罪的管道。
In the form of various offerings, as mentioned in Leviticus.
那么。在旧约里面呢，神给他们那个赎罪的方法管道就是献祭，因为在那个利未记里描述了很多。
What this means is that in the past in the Old Testament, when someone had committed sin, God, while He punishes sin, He also provide means of forgiveness.
那么这就是说，在旧约里面，很多人犯罪，神惩罚这个罪，但同时呢，神呢也给了一个就是。赦免宽恕的管道。
This means of forgiveness is achieved by the means of different offerings up of animals' blood.
那么人要想得到神的宽恕呢，就是要献祭因为靠牲畜的血。
Now because of the continual sin of his people.
那么他的选民呢，一直都有犯罪。
God in His mercy also provided His only begotten Son Jesus Christ.
那么在神无限的怜悯里，他为人提供了他的独生爱子。
To be the ultimate sacrifice once and for all for the sins of His people.
成为最终的献祭，一次。
What does Hebrews 9 verses 11 to 12 says?
那么希伯来书
Hebrews 9.
九章十一节是这么说的
11 to 12
yeah, 十一节十二节希伯来书九章十一节十二节，但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
This is the reason why we did not receive the same judgment as those in the past have.
这也就是为什么我们没有像旧约里面描述的受到那样的审判。
Because Jesus Christ bore everything on behalf of us.
神为我们的罪来做了，来成就了救赎。
If we look at the old Ten Commandments given to Israel during the time of Moses.
那么如果大家还记得摩西时代神给以色列人的十诫。
Which incidentally is still applicable to us today.
那么当然照样对我们现在还是一样可以应用的。
We will realize that we have violated every single one of them and deserves death.
那我们仔细想想，我们也许都犯了这十条十诫的每一条诫命，我们确实应该死。
However, we do not suffer the same wrath of God because and only because of Christ.
神的罪啊，神的愤怒并没有显示在我们身上，为什么？因为有耶稣基督。
He died for all so that you may live a new life and be in communion with the Father.
他为我们死了，使我们能够重新回到天父面前来和天父和好。
Now how does this new life look like?
那么这个新的生命又怎么样啊？是什么样的呢？
It is a life where we do not live by trying our best to obey God.
那么这个新的生命是我们应该顺服神。
It is a life of grace where we rest in the finished work of Christ.
这是个恩典的生命，我们在耶稣所做的功里面有安息。
And this means that now that Christ has fulfilled everything for us, He had bore the wrath of God for us, and He has also given us a new life as a result of His resurrection.
那么耶稣为我们成就了所有的事。他为我们的罪死了，他的复活也使我们的新生命有了希望。
We can now live to obey God's commands.
那么现在呢，我们就可以我们的生命来顺服神。
Not by our own effort.
不是因为我们自己有什么。
But by Christ's effort.
因为耶稣基督所做的。
This is the grace of God.
这是神的恩典。
Because it is a gift to us that we do not deserve.
这个礼物呢，我们是不应该得到的。
Whenever you're still struggling in sin, as we all do still.
如果你还在罪里挣扎的话，我们确确实实有很多人还在挣扎。
Because we are living in a fallen world.
我们确实是在这个堕落的世界里生活。
Know that we can come to the Father to repent.
我们也知道我们可以到天父面前来认罪悔改。
And be strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
神的圣灵会给我们力量。
To fight the sins in our lives.
我们会把我们生活中罪给打败。
For those who continue to live in sin and do not realize it.
如果你还在罪里生活，你还不认识到这件事的话。
I pray that God will convict you of it.And that you may turn to Jesus as your Savior.
我向神祷告，也许神会怜悯你，哪天让你认识到你的罪，你会归到耶稣基督的名下。
God is not inconsistent.
神不是不一贯的，不一致的。
He will punish all sins.
他会对所有的罪审判。
Whether they are big or small.
不管还是大是小，
because he is holy,
因为他是圣洁，
and he is just,
他是公义的，
but he is also merciful,
他也确确实实是怜悯的，
and that is why he sent his son for us.
这也是为什么他把他的独生爱子赐给我们。
That is true love.
这是真正的爱。
That is the love that most people had wanted to see.
这确确实也是爱所有的人希望得到的。
But they must also, in the first place, realize that they have committed an offense, they have committed a sin.
但是首先呢，人们都要认罪。
In order to appreciate the beauty of what Jesus has done for them.
确确实实是真正的了解神啊，耶稣基督为他们所做的事。
If we are suffering and we want to cry out for help.
如果我们在受苦，我们在呼喊要帮助。
We must realize that we need help in the first place.
我们必须懂得我们需要帮助。
We must realize that it is because of our present circumstances, our present situation that we need help.
我们应该对我们现在的环境有个了解，我们应该认识到，我们需要帮助。
So I pray that this morning, as we look at in your own time, as you read through this story again.
真的，我向神祷告，你我们今天的经文，你再读一读的话。
That you may not think about the fact that God is being too harsh or strict.
希望你能够认识到，神不是那么严厉，不是那么狠。
But I hope that you can think of it in a manner that you are grateful because Jesus has gone through what Uzzah had done for us.
那么，大家都要存着感恩心，耶稣为我们做了。
It is only because of Him that we have life today.
因为他，我们才有今天的生命。Amen. Amen.
Let me pray.
Okay, 先我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this time that we are able to spend together.
亲爱的天父，我们向你献上感谢，献上感谢你把我们相聚在这里。
We are thankful that you have shown us from the story of Uzzah.
我们感谢你从乌撒的故事中。
That despite of your just and your holiness.
尽管你确实是圣洁公义的。
You have kept your promise.
你是信实的。
In Genesis 3:15.
在创世纪3:15所讲。
That you will send someone else to come to save us.
你会向我们赐给另外一个人为成为我们的拯救。
You will send your only son Jesus to die and to suffer the punishment that we deserve.
你赐下了你独生爱子，他的受苦。
Because you are also a God of mercy and love, as we know.
你确确实实也是一个很有怜悯的神。
But help us as we appreciate what Jesus has done for us.
主啊，就求你给我们智慧，让我们懂得耶稣为我们做了什么事。
Help us also appreciate that you are a God of holiness and just.
让我们懂得你确实是个圣洁公义的神。
And that you will not tolerate any sins in our lives.
你不容忍我们生命中有任何的罪。
Help us to live now with this new life that we have from Christ.
求你帮助我们， 让我们这个新生命里能够为耶稣而活。
That we may rest on Him to do your will in our lives.
我们会在他里边顺服你的旨意。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。